Enjoy early access to ad-free episodes each week when you subscribe to Wedding Planning Podcast Premium in Apple Podcasts. Enjoy the show. Affordable and beautiful save the dates and wedding invitations. How hard could that be? Well, if you've spent 3 hours on a Saturday getting lost down the rabbit hole of 9 different invitation websites, then you know that finding a practical solution that fits your style and your budget is much easier said than done. Today on the Wedding Planning Podcast, I'm sharing a complete guide to wedding stationery, from save the dates to invitations, and even all those mysterious extras like fancy paper types, additional enclosures, wax seals, envelope liners. I could go on and on. And if you're on a budget and you're looking to keep your invites as minimal and affordable as possible, I've even got some exclusive listener savings to share, totaling over $300. That's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Why, hello there, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me today. I have so much to share with you, and even better, it's on a topic that we haven't visited here on the podcast for quite a few years, believe it or not. So I'm excited to get into wedding save the dates, stationery, invitations. We have so much to cover. I've been producing this podcast for over 8 years now, which blows my mind. I can't believe it's been that long. And I've seen countless engaged couples experience 2 to 3 of these really common issues as they start conceptualizing and shopping for wedding stationery. The first problem that I see is not fully understanding the basic components of an invitation suite and getting scared off by a final price tag that includes a ton of completely unnecessary extras. I can bring your bottom line invitation cost, yes, including postage, below $2 per invitation. And we're going to walk through exactly how to do that later on in today's show. Now, a second big problem, or missed opportunity, if you want to call it that, is not taking the time and the effort to put together a save the date announcement and a detailed wedding website. These two very simple elements set the stage for literally everything else that's to come, and they are the very beginning of your guests' experience. I know the literal purpose of a save the date is to get your wedding date on people's calendars, but in our busy lives with a million events going on, nothing beats a crystal clear signal of exactly where to go to find all the information that your guests need to know about your upcoming wedding. And your save the date card and your clear and informative wedding website is the best way to do that. Another closely related issue that couples face is not seeing the big picture before diving in to designing their save the date notices and their wedding websites. And this results in a messy mix and match mess of colors and styles and themes, and they miss the opportunity to really get a cohesive design plan and color palette set at the very beginning. If you tuned into last week's show, that probably sounds pretty familiar, and we're going to continue that conversation from last week about your color palette. A lot of that is going to carry into today's conversation. And then maybe this sounds familiar. Lots of couples have unresolved questions and confusion about digital invitations, save the dates, and online RSVP management. So the etiquette that's involved, the technology that's involved, and of course, the judgy eyes of an older generation or maybe even your peers, because I know lots of people within my own generation who just think it's completely tacky to send any form of digital invitation, save the date, etc. And many of those people are not shy about sharing those feelings with you. So maybe that's something that you've encountered. And then the next issue, this is a wedding project, invitations, save the dates. This is a project that, in my opinion, is simply not worth going the DIY route. I know it's tempting to buy a $5.99 customizable template on Etsy, but when you consider your time spent in addition to all the printing costs that you're going to have associated with that project, and that's, I mean, assuming that you're not going to be printing your invitations at home on white copy paper with black and white ink, I do have a solution that's not only going to come very close to the same bottom line price, but it will likely save you 8 to 10 hours of your time and be flawlessly professional in quality and appearance. So much more to come on that. All right, so like I mentioned, last week we talked all about choosing your wedding color palette, and I want to revisit and continue that topic to start today's show by picking up on that conversation about using your save the date announcements to really set the stage for your upcoming wedding celebration and using them as a way to give your guests a sneak peek into your wedding decor and your wedding theme. Your wedding save the date announcements will literally be the first impression that your guests have of your celebration, and this is a priceless tool for anchoring the design of your entire wedding. If you are someone who has limited experience with event design, and I would guess that that's most of us, and yet you want a professional quality overall appearance, then you're going to need to either A, hire a full service event designer for $20,000, or B, have a very careful and thoughtful plan for how to put it all together on your own. And I bet you can guess where this conversation is going to turn from here. Yes, let's talk about exactly how to make a very careful and thoughtful plan for how to put the design elements of your wedding together on your own. Not many couples would make the connection to turning to a wedding stationery website to do the work of an event designer, but that's exactly what we're going to do. And by starting with your save the dates, you can really set yourselves up for a series of effortless decisions about all of your other design elements. I am always, always a fan of simplicity, quality, and affordability. And today's show sponsor, Minted, is a shining example of all three of those things. Minted is hands down my favorite one-stop shop for beautiful wedding stationery and free wedding websites. And Minted is just an incredible partner that I love sharing with couples every single chance I get. So let's start our stationery journey today with your save the date announcements. And right now today, Wednesday, March 22nd is when this show is going live, Minted is running an incredibly generous 25% off promotion specifically for save the dates. You'll find everything from postcard style to magnets, and I've even got it all sorted and filtered out for you to start your search when you visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. And that page also has that 25% off promo code right there at the top of the page, weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. So save the date postcards start at less than $1 each after that 25% off. And if you're looking to keep things simple and affordable, then a postcard style for your save the dates is the perfect solution. Your save the dates will obviously include your wedding date, and the next most important part is providing your guests a link to your wedding website. Some designs even offer an option to print a QR code to your website right on the save the date card, making it as easy as possible for your guests to get all the information they need in one spot. Creating a wedding website is an entirely separate and really fun topic that I'm not going to go deep into today, but look forward to a full episode dedicated to your wedding website coming up next week. For the purposes of our conversation today, yes, Minted also offers matching wedding websites to go along with their stationery designs. And it gets even better because they also offer you a $50 stationery credit when you create a Minted wedding website. So if you can't wait until next week and you want to get started on that juicy promo right now, you can head to weddingplanningpodcast.co/website. Again, that's weddingplanningpodcast.co/website. These designs are all created by independent artists from around the world. They are absolutely beautiful. And all of this means that you get to take advantage of professionally designed color palettes, a professionally designed and managed wedding website. And here I'll say, if you choose to go paperless and manage invitations and RSVPs right from within your wedding website, then all of this is a completely free service to you. We will touch more on paperless invitations and RSVPs a bit later on in today's show, so stay tuned for lots more info to come on that. But for now, let's turn from save the dates and your website and let's move towards your actual wedding invitations. And I'm going to start with an overview of all the various components that go into what you'll hear referred to as a wedding invitation suite. That's S-U-I-T-E. Spoiler alert, I'm going to advocate always for keeping it simple. And I suppose the most simplified form literally possible would be a digital invitation like an email or a text message that literally costs you nothing besides your time. I will say when it comes to stationery, I will say that I'm a personal fan of a physical invitation. And just quickly, that's because I personally think it's a beautiful keepsake, not only for you, but also for your guests. I have saved wedding invitations from everyone close to me that I have ever gotten, and I know that not everyone does that, but just again, to me personally, I think they're very special. I don't know about you, but I don't get a ton of meaningful mail in my mailbox. And there's just something about a pretty envelope from a friend. It's like receiving a present in the mail. So this is something that's important to me personally. If it's not to you, that's awesome. I do not judge. Trust me. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the rundown on invitations. And to start, here's an overview of some of the different components that you'll see within an invitation suite. Starting with the very most basic possible, you have an actual invitation inside of an envelope. With Minted, you're even going to get free envelope addressing, and that is not just like some basic font. There are literally over 50 beautiful fonts and styles to choose from, and they are all free. You're going to find everything from traditional calligraphy to modern typeset to beautiful brushstroke. It's an amazing, amazing extra service, again, that you are getting for free from Minted. I'll give you some actual price examples here in just a second. If you are very cost sensitive and you're really looking for maximum affordability, then as you're looking through the design options, and I will link to over 800 of them, not to be overwhelming, but your options are endless. As you're looking at those, you're going to want to steer clear from letterpress and foil printing styles. So again, for maximum affordability, skip the letterpress and skip the foil. And then beyond your basic invitation, envelope, and printing, for an additional charge, you can also choose from a variety of different card shapes, envelope colors, paper styles, and then we get to all the inserts and the accessories. And I'm going to do a quick rundown list. This is not all inclusive. This is just kind of the most popular ones that you'll typically see. And that is RSVP cards, direction cards, reception cards, thank you cards, wax seals, a band that goes around everything to hold it all together. And then even beyond all of that, you have menus, place cards, reception signs, etc. Let's cut to the chase. Absolutely none of these elements are necessary. I randomly chose an invitation style with plain white envelopes, calligraphy script addressing, and with that $50 stationery credit that I mentioned earlier, the total price came to less than $2 per invitation. $1.70 to be exact. And to, as an extension of that, when I added all the extra things that I listed above, so RSVP cards, direction card, reception card, thank you card, the wax seal, and a band to hold it all together, that total came to about $9 each with everything, all the extras. That's actually still a pretty good price, but the point is, I think most couples automatically think that all that extra stuff is, quote, required, when it definitely is not at all. Your wedding website can literally stand in and provide all the information that the RSVP card, direction card, and reception card is going to provide. I would personally always send a physical thank you card to each guest. So that is an add-on that I would definitely take. And then, of course, the wax seal and the band that holds everything together, that's 1000% completely optional. And then something that might not be readily obvious is when you include all of those extra things, guess what? Your envelope gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And the heavier your envelope is, the more stamps it's going to require to send it. So by keeping things really slim and streamlined, you're doing yourself a favor on a lot of different levels. For really visual, if you want to check this out yourself and view exactly what I'm running through, you can visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/invite. And I've got over 800 wedding invitation styles for you ready to go. I've already filtered them by designs that come along with a matching wedding website, matching save the date, thank you cards, signage, QR code printing. It's all filtered out and ready for you to browse through on your own for inspiration. If you're in the market for it now, that's fine too. Again, that site, weddingplanningpodcast.co/invite. Coming up after a very quick break, we're going to pick it up with sending digital invitations, managing RSVPs online, and whether or not invitations are a good project to try and tackle on your own. I'll be right back after a quick break. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start to finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. All right, so speaking about max affordability and convenience, let's lead into talking about digital options when it comes to save the dates, invitations, and of course, your RSVP management. When I started the wedding planning podcast 8 very long years ago, I'd say that the general population was was pretty horrified by sending invitations via email or, heaven forbid, via text. Today, in 2023, it's a pretty widely used tool among couples who are looking to save money, save paper, and save on delivery resources. And digital sending of all this stuff might be a great option for you. My biggest point that I want to hit home on this topic is that this does not need to be an all or nothing situation. So if a printed save the date announcement is really important to you, but you want to go digital from there, that's totally fine. If you want to print save the dates and invitations and then use your wedding website to manage RSVPs, that's great too. Even if you do decide to print RSVP cards for your guests to fill out and physically mail back to you, I would still highly recommend using your wedding website to track everything, but that's another topic, and we're going to go into that much more on next week's show, all about your wedding website. So for now, for here, for today, to wrap this point up, in this day and age, digital save the date notices, invitations, and RSVPs are widely acceptable. Yes, there will be some people who are convinced that it's tacky and who will fight me on that, and that's fine. The bottom line is do what feels right for your situation and for your guests and call it a day. To editorialize and to share my own personal feelings, I would print a very simple save the date, a very simple invitation, and very simple thank you cards, and then I would manage literally everything else from within my wedding website. So take that for what it's worth, and you do whatever feels best for you. I'm gonna close out today's show with a popular topic/question that gets submitted to the show, and that is about doing your own invitations. DIY style wedding invitations. Now, I can think of dozens, hundreds, endless DIY wedding projects that I think make a ton of sense, but making your own invitations is not on my personal list. I know that it's really, really tempting to buy a $5.99 customizable template on Etsy. But when you consider your time, in addition to the actual printing costs, you have to send these things off to be printed somewhere on nice paper, and that's not cheap, and it can take a maddening amount of time. I think that the solutions we walked through today come close enough to the same bottom line price, And in addition to that, we'll save you hours and hours of time, not to mention they will be flawlessly professional in quality and appearance. If budget and saving money is your number one reason for going the DIY route here, and you're really just looking to squeeze every single last dime out of this project, I would highly recommend saving not only your money, but your time, and just go 100% digital. All right, my friend, I hope you're feeling confident about your wedding stationery game plan. And I'm going to wrap it up and leave you with three simple next steps depending on where you're at in your planning journey. First, save the dates that I have filtered out with matching wedding websites, invitations, thank you cards, and printable QR codes. And that includes a 25% off promo code. Visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. You've got to hurry on that one because this specific promotion ends on March 27th of 2023. So that's in just 5 days after this episode goes live. If you've been there, done that, you're beyond your save the dates and you already have a website up and running for invitations that I've filtered out with all the same features, you can visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/invite. And last but certainly not least, actually probably the best, for a $50 stationery credit to use towards your save the dates and or invitations, you can visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/website. All of the links I mentioned throughout today's show are in the show notes. And as a bonus for getting to the end of today's episode, I also have a fourth link in the show notes to a free wedding planning journal, which is a beautiful free gift from our friends at Minted. Yes, it is free. Yes, it is free shipping. Free. So be sure to visit the show notes when you have a hands-free moment and go through those links and redeem that code for your free planning journal. I'll be back next week with a complete rundown on creating your wedding website. Such an important topic and a fun topic. A wedding website is easy to put together. Anyone can do it. No skills required. I can't wait to share more next week. Until then, take good care, and I hope you have an awesome week.